If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, it's time to exchange an egg. Sort of. On October 4th, Charles Rosen.
We're having a meeting here.
Larry Mullen.
Get out of here!
And Pete Ferrero invite you to join them for their 30th anniversary Super Show celebration. So who will be there? How about Darren Star? Jason Priestley? Ian Ziering? Gabrielle Carteris? Denise Dowse? Christina Lise? James Eckhouse? Carol Potter, Douglas Emerson, and literally so many surprise guests, twists, and turns, it will shock you.
I will not stay calm.
So, join us live on Sunday, October 4th, between 4 and 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, live at Beverly Hills, 90210show.com on October 4th. Like, oh my God, totally come join the party, because it's going to be totally rad, and we guarantee everyone will be talking about it. Seriously. Hey there, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. It's now time to dive deep into an episode-by-episode, character-by-character, song-by-song account of the making of your favorite zip code. With your host, Charles Rosen.
Did I say that?
Larry Mullen. Told us this heinous thing about the real person, and we go, what? We're getting rid of this guy.
Pete Ferrero.
Now we're correct to Susan Keats, so that fits the bill.
And representing the fans, Lily Amorim.
Ryan, I love you. I have dreamt about you.
What?
Along with many special guests and your questions. So sit back and relax, because it's like totally time for the Beverly Hills 90210 show.
Okay, this is the Super Show Showdown preview. I don't know.
Great promo for the show.
Yeah, it's really nice, guys.
Yes. That was very cool. Good stuff.
So, yeah, and that first time I've seen it. Was that the sign where you and I and Melanie were and Larry? Is that?
Yes, I have stole that sign. Yes.
An authentic Beverly Hills sign.
That's right. Hey, in case you haven't heard, we announced another guest that's going to be with us. This was amazing when we found this out, guys. Right? Weren't we ecstatic? Boom!
Yes,
our buddy
Steve Sanders.
Ian Ziering is going to be joining us, and that is very exciting. I know we've wanted him here for a long time. And he's coming. He's coming with us. So that should be a lot of fun.
And, you know, the thing is that there's so many other, you know, when you put up Ian's picture, you could have put up about 10 to 12 other people.
I know.
I didn't know who you were going to put up. That's how many.
You know, Chuck, it's remember the old MGM thing? It's like more zip code stars than under heaven.
Yes. Yes.
Night of 1001 zip code stars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about it is my wife is privy to know all the guests. And I was telling Larry before we came on, she said, this is how you do a reunion special. The names and the surprise guests that we have planned for all of you is going to be absolutely outrageous. And you're going to think there's no way they're going to top that. And then it's going to be topped.
And we're working out the structure. What's going to be the first, second, third hour things?
Yes.
You've got surprises almost all the way to the end.
All the way.
You think you're done? Oh no! Here's another surprise and another surprise.
You're going to have to order in food, because you have to figure your food plan in beforehand.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you brought that up, Larry. I was going to bring that up too. You got to get. If this was a sports event, Larry likes football, you would have wings,
yeah,
right?
I love wings.
And things like that. You know, we should think, what kind of dip?
Mega burgers? What are we going to wear, Chuck and gals? I mean,
I'm dressing up, not wearing my Lakers shirt, although that's very, very LA. You can't get more very LA than that.
I don't know what to wear. I wish I could wear a tuxedo, but I don't really have that, or could pull it off, I don't think. I mean, even a fake T-shirt tuxedo would work at this point for me.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Well, the Peach Pit T-shirt would be good, but I couldn't get it in time, I don't think.
Yeah, listen, we've been, and we've also now, what's interesting about this episode that we're doing right now is we started recording so many pre-records for the show, and then so many of the mystery guests agreed to come on that most of the stuff that we pre-recorded, we were like, we can't use that anymore now. We're going to have to. So tonight on this show, we're going to show you some things maybe that were going to happen that will be pushed to here. But it's a very, very loaded with stuff. Now, Larry, somebody wanted me to play this clip, right? We have some old clips and some new clips. We were talking about one of the Todd H., who's doing a lot of our editing for the some of the aspects of the show and whatnot. He said this is one of his favorite clips that happened on our podcast. So I'm going to show you that, and it's going somewhere. We spoke to Joshua Beckett, Chuck and I did, and I asked him about the origins of the character and the name, and we didn't really know. But you have an answer to that question of where does Josh?
I'm pretty certain he appeared in the beginning of college, because I know it was a character that I collected character payments on, so you always like that. I had named him because Richland. I had a friend named Craig Richland, if you're listening, who was, there was still cocaine around and stuff then. It was, it was a living high. And he
much
was,
of it
he,
on he a, the set from the glorified AFI crew until we fired some people, by the way.
I mean, this was past. I was already out of it. This was more like 80s, thank God. So, yeah, that's how I was functioning. But I always remembered him. And I just kind of thought I would honor my coke dealer.
So
that's embarrassing. how humiliating. I would also go to the Chabad house with this guy.
But that's how we got the name Josh Richland. But earlier this week, Chuck and I spoke to somebody who has a famous name on the show, right? Chuck, do you want to share who that person is?
It was the person who put up with me for 2 seasons. My executive assistant, who became a writer on Beverly Hills 90210, did the very important episode, and her name is Christine Pettit.
So we talked to Christine, and she gave us some insight into what it was like working with Chuck. Here's a little clip of that. All right, Chuck. So with us now in a segment is person that probably knows you the best from working with you in those days, right? This is your assistant, Christine Pettit.
You know, my first question to you, Christine, is can you remember when I was the angriest?
Yeah.
My question.
What was it? What incident got me the angriest?
When I would interrupt you writing.
No.
It only happened once. This is one of my favorite stories, actually.
I'm sorry in advance.
No, and you had warned me. You had said, when I'm home writing, I really hate being interrupted because I get in my zone and blah, blah, blah. And that was all fine. But Paul called. And this, I'd been working for you for like 2 weeks. And there was some problem on set. And they really needed you. And I said, well, Paul, he's home writing. You know, do I really, really, really need to interrupt him? Because I know he doesn't like that. And he said, yeah, you really, really, really do. So I called you. And you must have been in the zone because you had a little bit of a snit fit. And I just kind of like took myself down a level. And I remember, and I hung up the phone and I turned and I looked at Sherry, who sat next to me. And I said, boy, we're going to have a talk when he comes in here. And she looked at me like horrified. She was like, really? You're going to sit him down and have a talk? He came into the office. And here's my favorite part of this story is he looks at me and he says, I'm in trouble, aren't I? And I said, well, when you have a moment, I'd like to sit down. So we went into his office and we had a little chat. And I said, look, I want you to know, I'm going to put all my cards on the table. I'm on your side. And the only thing I request from you is don't scream at me. Don't yell at me. I will shut down and nothing will happen for you. And he said, okay. I told him later on, you know, because like I know you had some really horrible meetings at the network, and he would call me, and I knew he just needed to vent. And he would be screaming and yelling, but I knew it wasn't at me. It was about what had happened, and he just needed to vent.
Clear. She realized sometimes I just needed to vent. I would say, yeah. I'm just passionate. You know, I'm not mad at you.
There you go. That was a really fun clip. And you are just passionate.
Well,
right,
I think the quote, this is another one, take to the bank here. So much for anyone buying my book. But this one actually was said to me on the night that I called, that Aaron, it was a Saturday night at 9:30, and Aaron Spelling called me at home. And I was working with Jonathan Roberts, who was the Larry before Larry, was the that position, and was there to do quote unquote guy, a little more guy humor. He's the one who went on to write The Lion King. And he was there. We were working out whatever summer episode he was doing. And Mr. Spelling was calling me back to talk to me for the first time since Fox took 25 seconds out of our Home and Away episode without forgetting to tell the executive producer that they had done that. And I didn't know what Spelling knew, didn't know. This. So we had that conversation. He was very upset because his koi was dying in his koi pond, if I remember correctly. But what he said to me at the end of this conversation, after I had given him not an earful the way I did with Christine, but certainly laid it out that how this was not a great decision on our part to let this happen. He said to me, "You'd be nothing without your passion."
There you
and
go.
Then he told me he loved me.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah. Then he stabbed you in the back. Okay.
And then, all right. 5 years later.
Come on, lover. Come on.
But that's the true thing. He did feel that. Cool. And I feel that, you know, if I wasn't.
That's inspiring.
And I learned in my career as a writer, if I wasn't passionate about what I was writing, you could tell right on the page. If it was just something I had. And any time I did anything just for money, it backfired on me. Because mm-hmm. my passion wasn't in it.
Makes sense. What we also, everyone who's watching this is wondering what level of surprise we might be doing for the show. We were able to surprise Christine Pettit. So take a look at this. Well, listen, they liked you so much, right, that they named a character after you, right? They named a woman to play Christine Pettit.
Well,
guess what, Christine Pettit? The other Christine Pettit is here.
Oh, hi. I heard a rumor that someone's trying to steal my identity. This is Christine Pettit of the FBI. Hello? Is this the party to whom I'm speaking?
This is the party. does Pete know the real story, Chuck?
Go for it. No.
Did you steal my identity? What?
The reason they named that character after me was because I had a terrible crush on Josh.
No,
I couldn't help myself. He was so nice and so sweet. And every now and then I would go to the set with Chuck, and you know, he was always very chatty and I just had a terrible crush on him. So yeah, I think it was Jessica's idea to name the character after me.
Christine has been looking for Jack ever since. She's been going undercover from country to country looking for him, pretending to be a disaster relief worker. She even went undercover as Valerie Wildman on Days of Our Lives, and they started to have a romantic storyline, and they were together off and on for 11 years.
For real Christine Pettit, do people, Karen was telling us before she got recognized because somebody took her credit card and they were like, oh, are you Karen Rosen? Has your name ever been a thing? Have you ever been identified as?
A couple of times, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so amazing. They know the name.
Surprisingly, yeah. In the entertainment industry, I actually had a job interview at Warner Brothers. When I sat down with the team, he looked at me and he said, do you know there's a 90210 character named after you?
I said, yeah, it is named after me. I'm her. And he was like, really? I honestly thought that was going to get me the job.
And she did not get it, as we learned. that was a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, but that's the level of surprise we're bringing to the table, Chuck, right?
On almost, yes, a few times every hour, you know, because some of our guests won't realize that we're bringing in guests to surprise them.
Exactly.
So we're doing that more than once, twice, three times.
That's right.
I mean, you're going to have to watch the whole show live.
That's why Larry was talking really about it. Let's find out.
You got to get the food in there. You better get, you know, all the break, close up the house.
Silly, I don't know.
But the other thing I got to just say is we really want people to watch this. So if you're a fan of this, you got to help us out. And, you know, we got to go viral, I guess. I mean, you know, what do we know? But we got to get on all the platforms and you got to let people know that you do not want to miss this. In fact, we're holding all these surprises because we want people to be watching live. We're giving up watching football that day, and Chuck's not, can't watch baseball that day or the Laker game for this show. So we got to get lots of people.
Larry?
Yes.
The Lakers actually play basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
They're a basketball team.
Yeah. Anyway, you got to help us out. So, I mean, I don't know how that happens.
I don't think we're proving it enough. I'm going to show
Nick. Go ahead. I think we got to go back to the food. Okay. Because if we really want them to be there for a long time, Lily, I think, let's get some cuisine tips. If anybody's listening, you got any tips of what the people should be eating?
Right.
You can go vegetarian if you want. You can go vegan. But, you know, meat is perfectly acceptable, of course. And spicy, non-spicy. What are we doing? How are you going to get through if you're going to watch more than a segment? And I know the first segment we're having, you know,
everybody's going to be
all
talking
3 hours. I mean, it's really true, you know. So,
well, I want to show you guys. You think that was something? Oh, that was cute. That Valerie Wildman interrupted.
That was Christine. Great.
That was cute. Very cute. Well, she also did this. Josh, one other person that you got to work with on the show, of course, your love interest, Christine Pettit.
Valerie.
And here she is.
Oh, I've been looking for him for the rest of my life as an undercover agent.
In fact, Valerie, I think, is stalking me. She wound up on Days of Our Lives, too.
I was telling them a little bit about that. One day we were doing a scene together at a table in a bar or the diner or something, and we said, guess what? They're calling me back as Jack on 90210. And I was like, wow, I wish they'd call Christine back. And next thing you know, I was back.
that was fun stuff. So you were an undercover agent. Thought of as a bad guy, but I was working with,
Hey, Valerie, what was it like working with Josh all those years ago?
Well, I just always thought that Josh was not only handsome and talented, but just had so much charisma. And he was always so humble and kind. I felt like we knew each other for such a long time and so professional. I think the first day we ever met, it was some very complex stuff, especially for Jack. It was this party scene that was very glamorous at the hotel. You remember that, Chuck? And that you had so much going on with so many people, as did I, but you really did. And yet you were just so warm and gracious and loving and friendly. And I was saying, I felt so at ease. That's really important, you know, especially when you're first starting on a show and you're, you know, of course you have the little bit of the first day jitters. You know what I just thought of? Actually, this is a little non sequitur, but I think it'll make you laugh. I remember the green room was another hotel room nearby, you know, so we were all hanging out in that room, a bunch of us. And guess what they were watching on TV? The cast, Days of Our Lives.
Valerie was a pro, man. She knows what she's doing and she's done a lot. And she was easy to work with. We had a good time working together. It was a fun storyline. and a fun relationship because, as she said, there was complications to it.
I just remembered, I think it was when we were doing the Thanksgiving scenes and we were like, you know, hugging a lot and, you know, maybe kissing, whatever. Someone asked me how long we had known each other. They thought that we were really in a relationship. And I think that was like one of the first times, but I guess the chemistry just came across. And that's the way that I really felt, that I had known you forever, which makes it a lot easier when you're playing a romantic relationship.
Exactly.
chances are that a third of the people who are watching this right now, when Pete puts it up, will actually still think you're in a relationship.
Great stuff.
So that's just a little, you know, that's enough teasing, but this is the kind of level that we went to for some of our mystery guests.
One thing, though, also not to the show, but, you know, also Josh is great. He is going to do a part on the show, but he also, we're going to do, you know, some of these people that we're bringing on, like Josh, we're going to do a whole other video cast in the future about Jack McKay and some of the other guest characters that you'll have, because we can't really do any deep dives on a special.
No, so that's gonna be too hard.
The deep dive, just a little, you know, dip in the pond and up and out.
It's a party. It's a party.
7 to 12 minute intervals.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, we had initially scheduled all these awesome fan panels, but we had to push those off because, you know, it's getting too much. When we start getting people coming to us and saying, we want to be on the show, it's, you know, we have to readjust our schedule and we can't go 5 hours. This is not WrestleMania, Larry.
Thank God. Nightmares have just ended.
But anyway, I did want to show one of the panels we got to do. Lily put together a really awesome panel of all Brenda fans, including my wife, who jumped in on this.
So much fun.
So I'm going to show that. It's two clips, so I'm going to have to press a button. So calm down if that happens. But here is the Brenda panel picking their favorite moments. This panel is very excited because we're going to be talking about the best Brenda Walsh moment. When I told my wife that we were going to be talking about Brenda, she had to jump in here because she is also obsessed with Brenda.
So I chose Wildfire, and actually I think this is my favorite episode ever, and it really has to do with Brenda and Dylan getting back together. All summer they were teasing it, and when it finally happened, I was just so happy. But I loved that episode because Emily Valentine coming in and kind of challenging Brenda and challenging the norms of the group, just to see Brenda having to fight for Dylan. I think it was just so touching at the end when they had that moment in the car. This has always been my favorite episode, and I was so excited when you guys finally discussed it.
One of my favorite Brenda moments comes from season 2, episode 21, Everybody's Talking About It. We as an audience get to witness the growth and maturity of her relationship with Dylan. From lines like, hi, handsome, to lines from Dylan to her, it's about that time, Miss Walsh wrote, to head up to bed. You see how far they've come as a couple. You've seen how much Brenda matures, and that unforgettable chemistry is still seen on the screen 30 years later. I've loved 90210 for 30 years, and Brenda is probably the reason why. And I want to thank Chuck and Larry and everybody for putting such quality TV together that's unforgettable today.
Brenda in Paris, and I feel that way because she really went through such an emotional roller coaster at the end of season 2 between getting robbed at gunpoint, sneaking off to Mexico, sneaking around with Dylan, the big blowout she had with her father at the beach club, leaving home, and then being sent to Paris. I really enjoyed the experience she created for herself in Paris, because instead of being homesick and brooding over the sight of Dylan and Kelly as she drove away in the van, she really made the best out of her experience. She immersed herself into her studies and the culture, and she really just seeked out as many experiences as she could take in.
She appreciated her time in a foreign territory, and not to mention she was just absolutely beautiful. Her style was on point, and Dean Cain was a bonus. We also see how she displayed major growth when she befriended both Dylan and Kelly again so soon after they completely shattered her world into a million pieces. And I think her character was really honorable at that time, but that's a whole other topic.
I chose to do Brenda going to Minnesota. You know, she decides to change her life, a different direction. And when she gets there, she realizes her old friends are not really her friends anymore. Then she decides, I want to go back to the Beverly Hills. Those were my real friends. Well, Donna tells her that, you know, Dylan and Kelly broke up. So I think that was kind of like, that's why she wanted to go back. But her and Dylan go fishing. He tries to get back with her. And as a little girl watching it, her saying no to him was a big deal for me. It was huge. Any little girl who see, or, you know, any woman really sees that, you know, after a guy treats you the way he treated her, it's, you know, it's a huge deal.
I really admired Brenda in the last four episodes of season four. I feel like Brenda she had such a great character presence. In these episodes, she earned a lead role in the CU production. She defended herself against all the competition and rumors. She helped an unstable student. She repaired friendships. She offered support to Donna. She rekindled, you know, her love with Dylan before taking that leap of faith and leaving for Europe. I felt like she was fearless. She wasn't afraid to go after what she wanted. Lastly, she really took a chance. She was offered admission to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in London. She took that offer and took that opportunity to go. But before she left, she told Dylan that she loved him, that she never stopped loving him, and she never will, and that she wanted more than his applause and wanted to have, she said, give me something to come back to.
My favorite moment on the episode of The Gentle Art of Listening, the part when I love the fact that Brenda was able to take her job at the radio show seriously, and the fact that she was not intimidated by Andrea's biases and attitude towards her. So she was able to maintain her focus, and she was able to prove to Andrea that she is a badass and that she is worthy to do the job. And she maintained her focus throughout the whole entire show while Andrea was just feeding her negativity and energy that she didn't have time for. She even just had the moment to stand up against Andrea and say, hey, enough.
You know, we think the world of you here. We think the world of all of you. And I'm so thankful that you guys watch this podcast every week.
Yeah.
You're so strong. Feelings about Brenda.
Spectacular. All right.
That was
spectacular.
Cool.
Love it.
Yeah, very
love
cool.
That
was a lot of fun.
And, you know, the single
thank
frame
you
stuff
for allowing
way
us to
go.
Do that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well done.
And you know, it what you see there, it, you know, was so entertaining for us. And I know it had to be, you know, for anyone who's watching it. And that's what we kind of conceived the special would be, you know, which were your favorite this and that and this. So we're really going to try to incorporate a lot of that when we come back.
Yes.
Different kind of contests, yeah. Different kind of, what I've yes. always thought about was what's the most underrated episode, you know, which is definitely. The one that you love that, I don't know if others do, you know, and or Jim here, what song, you know, just a whole range of stuff. So
yeah, I think that will be fun.
Yeah,
and
so.
Listen, guys, here's the thing. We really want Shannon to come on to the 30th anniversary special. And so here's what I want you to do. Much like we, and I'm going to mention this topic in a second, but much like we went to Kathleen Robertson and said, hey, we want you to come on the show. There's a whole bunch of you watching this right now. The Super Show is on Sunday. Hit her up on Instagram and let her know the show loves you. Everybody that's here on the show loves you, and we want you to come and be a part of this spectacular thing that's coming. It's going to be a really beautiful moment. with the show and let her know to come on to the Super Show. Yes, go ahead, Chuck.
You can even take that segment we saw and boost it up and put it on our, you know, the
exactly. Hashtag it. Put it on all the social media things. We got to get that. People, that's exactly right, Chuck.
Yes.
That's what we need you to do. Take that little clip, put it on social media. People got to, and then we got to get more into hashtagging, right?
I mean, get on it. You got to get that where she is.
But, you know, also Shannon came out this week announcing she really is fighting stage four. So we certainly want to, you know, tell her how much we love her and wish her health. And you know, she certainly will get a lot of love here if that would feel good for her. I mean,
absolutely. And it goes without saying, we absolutely love her. My wife loves her. I mean, she is, you know, the epitome of 90210. She did so much great stuff for it. So would love that opportunity to have her here. But you guys got to go to her. Get her to come on the show. We would love to have her. She would be an absolute dream guest for all of us. Now, Larry, speaking of dream guests, I have heard from Kathleen.
I know. Yeah, I've been seeing the text now. And what's going on? Tell us.
She is going to come on the show. Kathleen is going to come on the show. Yeah.
On the Sunday show?
No, she's not coming Sunday. She's got
she's Claire busy. Arnold show.
She's got a lot going on with this new show that she's doing. They're doing it in COVID. It's a lot of stuff. But she loves us all. She's watched episodes, and she's coming on the show. And Zara and the little kid that we had, shout-out video, were very helpful in her making this decision to come on the show. So we're very excited about that. I was going to play this old clip talking about Kathleen. Do you guys remember when we had Viceless Shannon on, and he told that really nice story about Kathleen? I'm going to play that one back in the day.
I remember one, we had a lunch break, and, you know, I didn't want to do anything or say anything to, you know, bring any attention to myself. I just want to do my work and leave and, you know, just do what I wanted to do. And I remember one time I was in my room eating lunch, and I was, and Kathleen knocked on my door and said, you know, Vi, you want to come on, join us for lunch? I said, oh, okay, well, no, I don't want to say something stupid or just do something where it was just because I knew it was a tight knit family. The show was a hit. And, you know, it was just, I said, let me just, I appreciate it. And, you know, we'll see maybe later. But on this one, I'm just going to just do my job and bring no attention to myself, except he did a great job and know my lines. And I don't want to get too comfortable. I kind of want to keep that edge.
By the way, that's a very nice Kathleen Robertson story. Kathleen.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Coming on the show or not? Okay. Yeah. Larry, have you heard from Kathleen real quick?
I have not heard from Kathleen.
While we're
Kathleen. Come on, Kathleen.
Did you hear that? Very nice. We're all saying about you on the show. So that was very nice. That's a great story about Kathleen. I'm excited to set that up and get that to happen. Another great thing that we got to do, Chuck. We got to talk to some friends of yours.
Met precisely once in a very interesting dinner that I realized a few years later, after meeting people like yourselves, that this dinner actually changed the course of my life.
So I'm going to show that these guys, this was a real fun panel that we had chatting. I did my best to cut this down. It was a very long conversation. You're going to love this, though. Some of the stories in here are hilarious.
I was standing outside Nate and Al's, an iconic deli in Beverly Hills, getting something. And, Girl Scout cookies on the street. So I was talking. People walked by and someone said, hey, were you ever on Beverly Hills 90210? And I went, well, yes, I was. And I'm thinking, how did they even notice that? They said, we recognize you by your voice. And they said, you don't understand. We're very big fans. I said, oh, really? Yeah, we still watch it all the time. And I'm thinking, okay, these look like reasonably sane people. I said, well, then you'll be happy to know that you're such a reason. I also wrote for this show. They said, what episodes? I said, well, like the one where Brenda and Dylan first got together, and they got all excited, and they started quoting me lines from the show. He just gets to me.
As Karen says, they seem reasonably sane. I was like, okay, I'll take you to lunch. It'll be my treat. 2 weeks later, we get a call. Can you join us at the Ivy by the Shore? This was the best table in the house. So how did they, who were these people?
Well, first of all, I've seen every episode 1 million times, as Alana also likes to say. We could have, you know, been doctors by now, by the hours that we put in.
For sure.
Shelly and I, you know, obviously we're such fans, but the thing about the show is that after a while, you start to fixate on the really granular parts of each episode. Like yeah. The fact that there was this one actress who played two different roles in two different seasons, and who is she? And oh, there are three cigarettes in Jason Priestley's pocket, on his shirt pocket, like little things like yeah, that.
This is a crazy story and it's insane, but like in second grade, so at that point, Kelly had gotten her addiction to cocaine after being burnt in the movie theater, burnt on her neck, the lesbian started stalking her, the whole thing. So what happened was Kelly then receives a check from her father for $10,000, where you see it, she rolls it up like so, and she goes like,
thanks, Dad.
I knew that the candy that I was eating, the sour straw.
Oh, no.
I get no shit. So I got to school. I steal a check from my father. I write on pencil $10,000. I take it to school on the playground, and I'm like, thanks, Dad, as Kelly, and showing my friends. I'm not doing it in my nose. I'm doing it in my mouth, because I didn't realize what she was doing. The principal, the teacher caught me, sent me to who then called protective services, who then called my parents, because
I was explaining
what my parents were doing at home. And I was like, no, it's Kelly. And they're like,
how did you deal with haters?
I feel like we've always been respected. Am I crazy?
We will shoot them down. There is no other side of it. Shelly and I went to a Luke Perry, Jenny Garth, and Shelly was so excited that she got thrown out of the event.
Shelly pushed a pregnant woman out of the way, gets thrown out by security. Cut to a decade later, I'm like working with a client of mine on this shoot, and this woman is like looking at me, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, how do I know you? Where did you work? What do you do? And I was like, oh my God, you're the woman who threw my friend out because she pushed you when she was pregnant. The woman was like, this is the craziest girl I've ever met.
Like, plot questions, we needed answers. That was the best part of that dinner. Like, I always wanted to know, when Jack died, did you ever think he would be brought back? Just like specific details that we really, really wanted to know.
You know what? What taking away from the dinner was, is you're the first people. I was so ambivalent about the show, and that's the best thing I could say about it. It didn't help me in any future jobs that I really got or didn't get it. And so I had really put it in a back burner. And what you guys said to me, I said, like, what do you like about the show? What I took away with it is when you said, well, the show has a big heart and it's different than other shows. And it was softer, it was gentler, it was kinder. And that's what we kind of tried to do.
I probably live in LA because of your show. Like, during my most stressful times, it is medicine, it is comfort food. It brought me my best friends in the world. Like, I'm not, you know, it really did. By her loving the show so much, I'm like, you're good people. Like, I just know you are a good, solid person. Oh. Still holds up to this day.
You have that was really fun, Chuck. I think that they were a very fun group of friends. You want to say anything further about that that experience for you?
I remember drinking a lot there, and it was on them, so I probably, you know, had an appetizer and a main and dessert. That's perfect. Ivy at the Shore. It's anybody
not on the zip code.
Well, now. You know, let's wait till we get to go back inside, and then we'll have our own party there.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
Larry, I'm curious for you. Have you? I mean, I don't know if somebody's taken you out for a big dinner like that, but have people?
You know, certainly in Moscow. You know, when I wound up working in Moscow in 2007, luckily the woman who was going to be writing 80 hours of television for Sony was a giant 90210 fan, so that actually. She was the most difficult diva, because can you imagine someone writing 80 hours of television, Chuck? What, I mean, there were other writers, but she kept firing them because she was such a diva. But she liked me because of 90210. So, I mean, in that sense, I got dined out, because I got pretty well. They couldn't fire me. You know, I was the only one who could talk to her. So I was living large in Moscow, man. 3-bedroom apartment, the whole bit.
I also, you know, I obviously want to mention this thing that Melanie Rose is doing, but Melanie, I forgot to pull the clip, so I'm just pulling that up right now. So in the meantime, Christine Pettit told a really good story about you, Chuck, how you guys dealt with some of the stuff that was going on at the time. I'm going to show that one right now.
Well, two things I want to say about the real Christine Pettit, now Nelson, is that really the thing that I remember that really showed Christine being really the most intuitive person of anyone is that, you know, we'd stay late and I'd always let you go. You wanted to, if it was 7, usually you would leave and I'd stay probably at about 8:30.
Come in a little later in the morning too, which made it fine.
Yeah. But there was a certain point that she knew when we were, you know, a lot of times in the entertainment business, the calls are returned between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Usually that's the big time of it. And she could tell if I was on with, say, John Littman or McDermott, and the call would go longer than 5 minutes. She knew it was going to be a call that would, it got my blood boiling, or possibly, and without having anything to do, she would walk in with the single malt, which at that point was my drink, and we'd usually share a glass to go, a shot together.
Friday nights, that was, we would run calls, and the first Christmas that we were working together, I got some really nice crystal highballs.
Yeah. So do you remember that, Chuck?
Yeah, more than once. It just was. And my producing partner, Paul Wagner, you'll learn a lot more about on the Sunday special and realize why he was the 90210 MVP. And could be sitting right here with should be sitting right here with Larry and I. As a younger man, truthfully, looking back at it. He was a Scotch drinker, and when we would end in the Valley, and especially on a Friday night, and usually the crew was into second meal, which is pizza, and we'd tip a glass, and it was part of 90210 culture, because we were in the mid, and Melanie now knows exactly where we shot it because of our tour, and more so even then, we were in the middle of nowhere.
Oh boy,
in the city out there.
Melanie got lost finding. We couldn't find it at posting. First. Chuck and I.
But why don't you tell everyone what's going on, Melanie? This is a big couple of days for you as the clip is posting. Tell me what's happening with the hunt and all that stuff. I'm going to pull that link up for people that want to still jump on this hunt. Go ahead. Tell
everybody. Perfect. We've still got a few spots available. And essentially what it is a virtual scavenger hunt. So if you live anywhere in the U.S. or Canada and you have a smartphone, you can participate from anywhere. There are 30 virtual tasks. Some of them are trivia. Some of them are photo or video challenges. It's going to be super fun. There are some great prizes up for grabs. Our first prize is a $300 Visa gift card. And if we fill all 100 spots in the hunt, it increases to $500. We're also giving away the complete collection of 90210 DVDs, some podcast merch, and also the most creative submission will get to pop on to the podcast, which is very exciting for fans. So it starts tomorrow. It goes through October 4th. You can visit the website and sign up. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So tell your friends, have fun, be creative. And I'm so excited. For everybody who's already signed up, you should check your email inbox. You'll have another email with instructions for how to join on Scavify.
I signed up and I promise not to win.
Yes. Thank you for that. I think the fans appreciate it.
Yes. I am still getting that clip.
Where does this clip live?
It's just a lot of steps. There's a lot of steps with StreamYard, which we love StreamYard and we love the platform. And it's been absolutely wonderful. All right, Melanie, we'll show that clip in 1 second. But
okay.
How about when Jason Priestley was here and solved that whole mystery over what the name was.
Luke or Luke?
Luke.
There is an episode of 90210 where fans are convinced, and Jessica Klein brought this to our attention, that you call Luke, Luke.
Dylan Luke.
Dylan Luke in an episode. I'm going to show you this clip.
Gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've been looking for you. Next time you take my car, put gas in it.
You loaned him your car? Are you crazy?
Sorry, Luke. Let me make it up to you, all right?
Is it Luke or is it the Canadian look? Look.
I said, look. Sorry, look. Let me make it up to you.
Yeah.
Look. Wow. Oh, there we go. That was really fun. Okay, I have the clip. Listen, so Melanie Rose, one of the things that she did with 90210's tours, she took us, me and Larry, on this awesome journey going through multiple locations. Melanie and I went to the house over here, the Walsh house. We did the we did Dylan's house, and then we went on multiple places. During the Super Show, we're going to show you all of the tour spots that we went to. But we wanted to I wanted to show one additional that Melanie took us to, and this was the Apple Pan.
Hi, I'm Melanie with 90210 Tours and 90210 Hunts, and I'm here at the Apple Pan, which was the first Peach Pit location for Beverly Hills 90210. I'm joined by Charles Rosen, and Charles, what do you have to say about the Apple Pan?
So if you went to high school in Beverly Hills in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, chances are after the game, after school, whenever you needed a burger, where would you go? You'd come to the Apple Pan. Quality forever. And it's been here since, you know, the 20s, and their recipes for burgers and pies and things go back to the beginning of the 20th century. Nonetheless, so when we needed to have a diner, I actually said, well, can we film here at the Apple Pan? Why can't we do the Apple Pan? And we checked it out, and the Apple Pan said, yes, you can do an establishing shot, but no, you cannot come onto our property. So when they said we couldn't use the Apple Pan, I went, okay, no Apple Pan, 1 second. Let's use the Peach Pit. Came like 2 seconds later, and the Peach Pit is one of the defining references you can make for 90210. And so if you're in LA and you're on Pico, find it, order a steak burger, you'll thank me later.
So good. Best steak burger.
That was a lot of fun. Boy, that steak burger was really good.
Delicious.
My wife said, why don't you get the hickory burger? That's the better burger.
She really?
If you like hickory, but, you know, maybe that's what I'll be having. Maybe I'll get a stack of them.
Oh, yeah. Is there any suggestions for the food for the show? Anything kind of
burgers and fries and shakes.
Burgers and fries.
Omega Burger.
Shake Shack. Shake Shack. It can get delivered. We can get Shake Shack delivered.
I'm going American to the Beauty.
Melanie, yeah, you live close enough, right?
Yeah, Melanie, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for taking on us on that tour. That was a blast, and hoping that everybody pops onto that. All right, guys, this is going to be an earlier show today. I don't think that there's too much more to dive into. We've kind of gone through all our clips. I just want to also shout out Todd H. This is his website. If you're looking for editing work or just to say hi to Todd, he's done a lot of great stuff. He's preparing a lot of great stuff for us for the Super Show. So I just wanted to shout out Todd there.
Hey, Peek, you should run that Super Show promo again when we sign off, or if you can, because it's so good and people should see it in case they did miss the beginning part of the show.
Okay, I will.
You gotta start getting that out. Other thing is people should attach that to Twitter, to Facebook, and get that promo out there too.
Yes.
I mean, it can't be that hard.
Yep. Do it right now, Pete.
I will before we leave here. I will do that. I just wanted to say, though, that it's an understatement how many surprises that there are. We are, you know, I've seen pitches for WWE, right, Larry, where they're like,
cut a promo. You gotta
see who's coming to the show.
Brother.
But then it's like a total disappointment. You know what I mean? They brought back the guy that they just fired.
That's why they're carnies.
Right. So this surprise is going to be the surprises that we have. There's one surprise that Larry Mullen got that put together that I am still in absolute shock over. And we've communicated a couple of times. We even communicated today, Larry. Did you see that?
I did. Email exchange. So yeah.
And I was like, I cannot believe. I even said to the person, I can't believe I'm talking to you. It's
witness protection program. I mean, you know, as far as I can go.
Now you're not sharing who that person is, right?
No.
I wouldn't do that either.
No, I'm not going to share who that is.
But
no.
I was blown away. This man doesn't get up. I told him.
Wow. Yeah.
I get exhilarated or exhausted. It's one or the other, you know?
And then, oh, you know what we should say, though? Ian, who is coming on our the Super Show, has a show that's premiering, Swamp yes. Thing. And we want everyone to watch that, too, because we're so happy that Ian's coming on. We have to help him out as much as we can. And people, you know, love Ian, so that's going to be easy. It's on Tuesday night. On
October 6th, I think that starts.
Yeah, exactly. Some channel.
That's right. You can help him drain the swamp.
Drain, exactly.
Got to definitely do a lot of that. Yes. Okay. So listen, guys, this was great. I'm going to run that promo. Of course, it was attached to our intro as well, so I will stop it then. Okay, there it is. It was a lot of fun talking to you guys and sharing some things. Stay tuned to our social media, Beverly Hills 90210 Show on Instagram and Facebook. We're 90210 Show on Twitter. And, you know, Beverly Hills 90210 Show.com. So here's that promo again, and then we will say goodbye.
Well, it's time to exchange an egg. Sort of. On October 4th, Charles Rosen.
We're having a meeting here.
Larry Mullen.
Get out of here.
And Pete Ferrero invite you to join them for their 30th anniversary Super Show celebration. So who will be there? How about Darren Star? Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering, Gabrielle Carteris, Denise Dowse, Christina Lise, James Eckhouse, Carol Potter, Douglas Emerson, and literally so many surprise guests, twists, and turns, it will shock you.
I will not stay calm.
So, join us live on Sunday, October 4th, between 4 and 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, live at Beverly Hills, 90210show.com on October 4th. Like, oh my god, totally come join the party because it's going to be totally rad and we guarantee everyone will be talking about it. Seriously.
Yeah, there you go. So,
yay!
Nice.
Right, guys. Lily, Connie, and Melanie, thank you so much for your time here today. And I do appreciate the three of you and everything that you do. What is this ad? Melanie wants me to promote this again. Okay.
Yep, one more time. Why not? Right.
Right. Okay. There you go. That's the website.
Thank you.
90210 Hunts. Yes. And there you have it. So thank you guys so much for this week. We will see you next time on Sunday for the big Super Show. And stay tuned to our social media.
We have stuff to wear. I got to think about it. All right. Well,
And contact Shannon Doherty and tell her you want her on the podcast on the anniversary special. Okay,
we're
guys.
On it.
We'll see you.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. See you Sunday.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.